All right, here we go. 3, 2, 1. All right, no minor league baseball in 2020. Not only are fans sad and disappointed, but so is everyone else that's involved with all of these teams across the country. And even here in Indiana, you have the Indianapolis Indians, the South Bend Cubs, and the Fort Wayne Tin Caps. And those that are missing the game so much include the broadcasters. Mike Maz is the voice of the Fort Wayne Tin Caps. He joins us now. How's it going, Mike?
For a summer day in July with the temperature in the low 90s, I'm not going to complain. If we only had this weather in the middle of January, I'd really be happy.
Again, being descriptive as always, that's part of the gig, being a broadcaster for baseball. I love it.
But, yeah, it's not bad. I mean, the weather is nice finally, and again, you just stop and think. 6 months ago and 6 months from now, it's a different story, and we have to get the shovels out and what have you. But, you know, we can't complain, Rob. Good Lord still has us on this earth, and you take it one day at a time.
Obviously, 4th of July coming up this weekend, and a lot of baseball fans usually celebrate 4th of July in one way or another by either watching a game, going to a game. Baseball and 4th of July usually go hand in hand. Obviously, no minor league baseball for this holiday weekend or the rest of 2020 when minor league baseball finally officially made the announcement that there will be no minor league baseball season this year. What has this year been like for you, Mike? How would you describe it?
Probably one of the most frustrating years of my life from a broadcaster's perspective. I got into this business 31 years ago doing high school basketball, football, baseball, and I've been broadcasting either Wizard and or Tin Caps games since 2003, and this will be the first 4th of July since 2002 that I won't be part of a 4th of July broadcast, which is really weird. But again, we're going through something as a country, maybe even as a world, that we've never experienced before, a pandemic of epic proportions. And when you talk about the 4th of July, Rob, and we talk about baseball, and we're talking minor leagues, as you mentioned, the Indianapolis Indians, the South Bend Cubs, and the Fort Wayne Tin Caps in the state of Indiana. The 4th of July, it's always usually the biggest day of the year, even bigger than opening day. And one of the reasons I say that is, in our case in Fort Wayne, 6 of our 7 largest crowds of all time, it's always taken place on the 4th of July. It's the one time of the year that we will exceed 9,000 fans. Wow. Coming into the ballpark. Now, it's a combination. You've got the holiday. And then in our case, after the ball game, the city of Fort Wayne puts on a tremendous fireworks display for your listeners in the Indianapolis area, Rob. The biggest building in the city of Fort Wayne is 32 stories high. Today it's the Indiana-Michigan Power Building. And for as long as I can, we came down in 2009, and they've always had it on the top of the 32nd floor. Mm-hmm. And normally the rule is that the fireworks are supposed to start between 9:45 and 10 o'clock or after the game. Well, there was one instance, might have been 4 years ago. We were still going, and it was a lengthy game that actually went into extra innings. And on cue, the city of Fort Wayne started the fireworks while the game was going on. And it was, you talk about weird feelings.
Yeah.
To see the fireworks in the sky and music in the background. And here we are, got a baseball game we're trying to broadcast and the players trying to play. And it was kind of unique, to say the least.
Was it hard to focus?
A little bit. But still, that's what we're supposed to do. One of our jobs as a broadcaster is to inform the listener what's taking place.
Right.
Just beyond the field of play, so to speak. But, you know, when you kindly gave me the invitation and I was thinking about the 4th of July and thinking about Jesus the first time, as I said, since 2002, I'm not involved in a broadcast, but the 4th of July is special because it's our nation's birthday. It's a national holiday. Nobody's in school. The weather is usually great no matter what part of the country we're in. Mm-hmm. And in minor league baseball, we're at least coming into this 2020 supposed season, we had 160 minor league teams. At least for 159 of them, it's the biggest day of the year because normally you get your biggest crowd. I know in our case here in Fort Wayne, we've got the postgame fireworks put on by the city of Fort Wayne, other facilities locally, maybe the teams put them on or something like that. But it's one time, Rob, where everybody can just exhale and let their hair down and have fun.
Right.
And that's one of the things that I really enjoy about broadcasting is the preparation. And, you know, you've been involved. You were here in Fort Wayne running the board for us for a while with SynCaps Baseball.
Yep.
You know, even my lovely wife is Sue, almost 47 years now, she still doesn't get the idea that, well, you've got to get to the ballpark early to prep for a broadcast.
Right.
You would think I could get that point across to her, but and she calls me stubborn crowdhead, but God love her. But what I see, Rob, you know, during and I don't mean to be going into tangents, but I'm going to go in and out a little bit. When you prep for a broadcast, you get ready. I mean, you get statistics. You watch batting practice, both teams. You talk to players. You talk to managers or coaches. You talk to the other team's broadcaster. You talk to any writers that might be there. You get ready. You do a pregame show, which more often than not, you're talking with the player or manager or coach. So you formulate what you want to talk about, mm-hmm. what you want to say. Mm-hmm. You stand behind the batting cage during BP, and so you get a chance up close. You can talk to the skipper, the pitching coach, hitting coach, and some of the players. I'll give you one quick example. We go back to 2005, which was my first full-time season. And the Padres' number one draft pick in 2004 was a infielder slash pitcher out of San Diego by the name of Matt Bush. And Matt Bush, the number one overall pick that year, we opened up in Lansing. And I vividly remember April of 2005, Detroit sent, you know, they have two papers, the Free Press and the News. You had both Detroit papers. You had the Lansing State Journal. Fort Wayne at that time had two papers, the Journal Gazette and the News Sentinel. Radio station WWJ in Detroit sent somebody. And part of my job as the broadcaster when we were on the road is I had to set up player interviews. Well, I've got all of those people from those you know places, papers and radio stations and TV stations and that, all wanting to talk to Matt because he was baseball's number one overall pick.
Right.
And you see that, you know, and you see the people come. And so you got to get set up and you got to say, okay, well, you can talk at this time. You can talk at that time. But that's all part of the preparation for a broadcast, especially when you're on the road. But when we go back to the 4th of July and you see everyone's in a festive mood. And maybe, you know, it's a chance where everyone gets to be themselves. If it's only for 2 or 3 or 4 hours, they can put all the cares of the world behind them, at least for a short period of time, and they can enjoy some genuine happiness. That's what I'm going to miss on Saturday.
Yeah,
it's going to be a strange day.
Yeah,
we're not going to have 9,000-plus fans to see the Tin Caps take on the Lake County Captains. Indians won't have, you know, anyone at Victory Field. The Cubs won't have anybody at Four Winds Field. And it's strange, just because it hasn't been done in who knows how long. But that's one of the beauties of baseball. And you and I have talked for a long, long time, Rob. technically, baseball is still the national pastime. A lot of people say, okay, National Football League has superseded it, or maybe college football has superseded it.
Mm-hmm.
But baseball is baseball.
Yeah.
There was baseball before there was football. And when you see the people coming together and just to have fun, that's something that this nation sorely needs right now. And to not be able to have fun this coming Saturday, the 4th of July, it hurts.
We're talking with Mike Maas, the broadcaster for the Fort Wayne Tin Caps, and how there's no minor league baseball this year, and how the teams, like you said, Mike, how the teams and the players and everyone involved is going to miss, because 4th of July means so much to the sport of baseball, especially at the minor league level.
Mm-hmm.
Looking ahead to 2020, now that minor league baseball is not happening this year, I talked with the president of the Tin Caps, Mike Nutter, a couple weeks ago. I know the team is planning on still holding other events this year, you know, to try to help fans still get an opportunity to come out to the ballpark. The Indianapolis Indians announced plans. They're going to have a car show later this year. But from your standpoint as the broadcaster, where do you go from here? I mean, it obviously. What do you do?
Well, it is something unique. We briefly mentioned it on air. This is my 31st year as a broadcaster. This would have been my 18th year calling Wizards or Tin Caps baseball. My 25th year as a broadcaster for Purdue Fort Wayne got cut short in the spring with men's volleyball because of this coronavirus. And it is really strange when you are used to doing something for so long, regardless of what sport you cover, you go through the same procedure. Want to call it procedure, routine, rhythm, whatever. You get ready for a broadcast. Well, there's not a broadcast to get ready for. You don't have to compile game notes. You don't have to, you can't watch any practices because there are no practices. You can't do a whole heck of a lot. Now, let me clarify one thing for the listeners, Rob. I'm not the only broadcaster for the Tin Caps. John Nolan, who is a Syracuse grad, interned here in 2013 and took over. Mike Cousins was the lead broadcaster in 2012. He's also out of Syracuse and today he's with ESPN. And John does the home games on Comcast TV and I do the home games on the radio. So there's more than just me, and we work with an intern every year. Mm-hmm. That splits time between the two of us.
Right.
John has been filling some time doing virtual baseball on Thursday nights, 7 o'clock on Thursday nights, and I believe it's on Internet Live Facebook Live, or it's on TinCaps.com, one of the two. And what he's been doing is he's been making up rosters, not just of present Tin Caps, former Tin Caps, former Wizards. I mean, one day you can have Jake Peavy on the mound and A.J. Pershinsky behind the plate, Fernando Tatis Jr. at short, and Torrey Hunter left field where he played here in 1994.
Mm-hmm.
And so he's been putting that together. And some of our colleagues in the business have done some of the same sort of things around the country. A good friend of mine, by the name of Doug Greenwald, his dad, Hank, was a broadcaster for the San Francisco Giants. Doug called me a little over a week ago, and we spent about almost 45 minutes on the phone just seeing how each other is doing. And a lot of us, besides baseball, when baseball's in the off season, some do football. I do basketball and volleyball. Doug broadcasts women's basketball for the University of Nevada. And we were just comparing notes. There's not a whole heck of a lot you can do right now.
Yeah.
You can't go into the office. You can't go into the ballpark. We're not allowed to set foot on the campus of Purdue Fort Wayne. So life all of a sudden is different, and you can't do what you have done in the past or what you would like to continue doing. In my case, because the what's the word I want to look for? Age-o-meter says that I'm 67. When Governor Holcomb came out and tried to set up a plan for the state of Indiana to try to recover, a step-by-step process, being 65, I couldn't get out of the house before Memorial Day.
Yeah.
And when you get cooped up, I mean, you can drive each other batty. So
right.
I give my wife, Sue, all the credit in the world for putting up with me. And I try to apologize. But you ask what we do now with no baseball.
Yeah.
I'm still in a holding pattern because, you know, a couple of days ago, Purdue Fort Wayne officially became a member of the Horizon League. So we get to renew hostilities with IUPUI, amongst other schools, Northern Kentucky and Oakland University, who we used to play when we were in conferences in times past.
Yeah.
But yet we're in a situation nobody can work out. Your team meetings are on Zoom or some, you know, similar format. The same with the Tin Caps, the staff meetings were on Zoom and marketing meetings were on Zoom. And I know you talked with Mike, and there were 34 full-time employees. And at one point, 24 of them had been furloughed.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about that.
You wonder,
does that include you?
No, I'm okay. In a little different category.
Okay.
So, because technically I'm not full-time with the team right now. I do broadcasting, but I don't do any sales or anything like that.
Gotcha.
But you had 24 employees, and one of the keys to the Tin Cap success over the 27 years that they've been a franchise in the Midwest League is the word stability. And Mike Nutter came to town in 1999 as the assistant general manager, became the general manager in 2000. You talk about a gift from heaven. In the game of baseball, Mike Nutter is such a gift. And he has had a staff where there has been very little turnover in two decades.
Mm-hmm.
Our owner, Jason Fryer from Atlanta, has Hardball Capital, and Jason owns the Tin Caps, he owns the Columbia Fireflies from the South Atlantic League, and the Chattanooga Lookouts AA Southern League. And when Columbia was formed, there were, I believe, six people that left Fort Wayne to go to Columbia to help them get started. Five of them are still there in Columbia.
Mm.
And here in Fort Wayne, our longtime PA announcer, and he was group sales manager, Jared Parcell, who helped me out immensely when I got on the full gig, because until I got into the swing of things, he even helped me with game notes and so forth. He just left a couple of days ago after 20 years with the team, and he's going into another field.
Oh.
But when you get these guys furloughed means you don't get paid.
Right.
And again, we talked about it before we started taping this. I have no income from the Tin Caps this year. My Purdue Fort Wayne income got stopped in early March. There's no guess as to when that's going to continue. Will we get to do women's volleyball in the fall? That's where we get to do basketball. We don't know. And thank God for Social Security, because truthfully, that's how I'm surviving. Some of my colleagues are doing other things. They're getting part-time jobs. They have to. And in a strange sort of way, they are like some of today's minor league baseball players. Everybody thinks if you sign a contract to play professional baseball that you're going to make mega bucks. Well, you have to prove yourself on the field to have the chance to get up at the big league club. And once you get to the big league club, then you start making some good money.
Right.
But here in low A, you're talking 1,100 hours a month for a player for 6 months.
Wow.
That's not a whole heck of a lot. And, now, you know, so they were doing some part-time things. And now some of my colleagues in the business are having to do the same thing because we can't do what we love to do. Now, there are some positives about not broadcasting sports right now.
Really?
And that may sound crazy to you and our listeners. One of the things I have always strived for, and again, this is year 31 for me, thank God, is you always try to find a way to improve. There is no such thing as a perfect broadcaster. There is no such thing as a perfect broadcast, regardless of the sport. Every broadcaster tries to do the very best he or she can every time out. But you're always looking for ways to improve. So you listen. You listen to some of your broadcasts and you try to get them critiqued. You listen to other broadcasters, and thank God for the internet. And so you get a chance to hear broadcasts, wherever the sport may be. So with a little time off, you can get some, you can catch your breath, catch your breath and recharge the batteries and so forth. But you also have the chance to see how you can improve. That's probably the one major positive of not broadcasting right now, is you're not going to make a mistake, and you got to find a way to correct the previous mistakes. That's the positive.
And just have more time to better yourself.
Yeah. So for me right now, spending time with my wife and my two boys, getting the chance to see my daughter or granddaughter. My granddaughter is going to be a senior at IU Bloomington in August. We don't get to see her as much. And it's hard to believe that our little girl and my granddaughter and I used to go walking every day for about the first 4 years of her life. I used to carry her on my back and walk around the neighborhood. It's hard to believe she'll be 22 in November and a senior in college. But we try to do some things. A family treat in both of our families, my wife's and mine, is that we've always enjoyed when opportunity knocked to go for a ride. Just get in the car and drive somewhere.
Yeah.
Look at the scenery. Spend time together. Now, in family, in a car, you can't social distance, but it's family. Take it and run with it.
Right.
So one of the things that we have done a lot when my boys get off work at night, and usually a lot of times it's 11:30 at night, and even when we were supposed to stay at home, if the governor's listening, I'm sorry, but we would get in the car at 11:30 and we would go around, drive around parts of Fort Wayne, stop at a Mickey D's and get something to drink and have a good old time. And that's family bonding.
Yeah.
That's one positive of this pandemic, is it does give you a chance to look at yourself in the mirror, to spend time with your loved ones that normally in a summer with baseball, you don't get to spend as much time. Minor league baseball. And Howard can tell you that from down in Indianapolis, in the minor leagues, 140 games in 152 days.
Yeah.
And usually you have 3 days off for your league's all-star game. So throw that out the window and you get 140 games in 149 days. Doesn't leave you much time to do much of anything. And half that time you're on a bus.
Right.
At our level. And, or maybe in the Indians level AAA, you get on a plane every now and then. So you're not at home. This is giving you a chance to catch up with things at home. And so even though we're not working, and in most cases we're not making money, we are getting to spend time that we otherwise wouldn't be able to with our loved ones.
Mike Ma is the broadcaster for the Fort Wayne Tin Caps joining us. Mike, thanks so much for spending some time talking to us and kind of giving us an insight of what it's like this year in 2020 for a minor league baseball broadcaster. Obviously, like you mentioned, how tough it is, but trying to focus on the positives gives you more time to just enjoy life and enjoy time with family.
Now I just got to get my short game down and start putting better and try to play like I used to when I played college golf decades ago. But Rob, thanks for the opportunity. You know, you have always been special in my heart going back to 2007, and I just love where you have progressed from the day you and your dad saw me at Old Memorial Stadium, and you went on to Ball State from Norwell High School, and I just love seeing the progress that you've made, and now you're with WIBC, and with Indiana Sports Talk, and the future is bright for you. I'll give you the same advice I gave you, 13 years ago. Don't give up. Stay with it, and go with your heart. And good things will happen as they are right now for you.
I appreciate that, Mike. I'll talk to you later, all right?
Thanks, Rob.